This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community. From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Once again, Kanye West and Bianca Censori pushed boundaries during Paris Fashion Week. West and wife were seen drawing the usual stares as Kanye wore his full face mask, while Bianca wore a waist-length fur coat and no pants. She only had on sheer pantyhose and her, parts were in full view. What is wrong with these people? Ever since Miley Cyrus didn't thank her dad Billy Ray in her Grammy speech, her family seems to have major issues. Now sister Noah says that their mom, Tish, stole her boyfriend, Dominic Purcell, while she was married to Billy Ray and has since married him. Noah won't talk to Tish, and Miley doesn't talk to Billy Ray. All of them are going to have to send themselves flowers. Sean Diddy Combs denies he gang-raped a 17-year-old girl in 2003. This was one of four sexual assault allegations lodged against Combs last year. The new plaintiff says she was flown on a private jet, given drugs and alcohol, and raped by three people, one of which was allegedly Combs. Four allegations? Guilty! Jon Stewart's return to The Daily Show has continued to boost the Comedy Central late-night program's ratings, with his latest appearance bringing in 2.5 million total viewers. The figure marks a 48% increase from the previous week. The show is also up 23% with young adults. Clearly, Comedy Central's audience must be tired of reruns of The Office. Sabrina Carpenter was shaking after performing with her idol, Taylor Swift. Carpenter, 24, said her 9-year-old self wouldn't believe she had gotten to perform with Swift. The pair had duetted together on the Eras Tour show in Sydney, Australia, after Carpenter had her opening set canceled due to bad weather. Nobody messes with Mother Nature.
Dead or alive?
Terry O'Quinn played the role of John Locke on the hit series Lost. Dead or alive? Alive. O'Quinn has been cast on the new Walking Dead spin-off, The Ones Who Live. The series reunites characters Rick Grimes and Michonne with O'Quinn in the role of Major General Beale. So Terry is very much alive. For now. Ellie Goulding and her husband, Casper Jopling, are separating after 4 years of marriage. While Goulding has made a name for herself as a Grammy-nominated singer, Jopling has carved out his own successful career as an art dealer. An insider reveals that they just ran out of things to say to each other. Maybe too much hanging out at art galleries. Vin Diesel updated fans on the future of the Fast and Furious franchise amid legal issues. He has met with the writers and team behind the planned finale. Meanwhile, Diesel's former assistant is suing him for sexual battery stemming from an alleged 2010 incident at a hotel during production on Fast 5. Hey Diesel, no getting Fast and Furious with the help! Americans watched Netflix more than any other streamer, with the new Prime World War II miniseries Masters of the Air the only exception. The rest of the top 10 saw true crime documentary Lover, Stalker, Killer in the number one spot, rising from fifth last week. Coming in second for another week was season one of the Australian thriller The Tourist. Get a life, people!
Idiot of the Week!
Ray J, the guy in the infamous Kim Kardashian sex tape, broke up with his wife, Princess Love, for the fourth time, and she's filed for divorce. She said, quote, "It is with heavy hearts that we have decided to divorce. After much reflection, discussion, and counseling, we have blah, blah, blah." They have two small kids. Idiots! Olivia Rodrigo celebrated her 21st birthday by going out and buying cigarettes and a six-pack of beer. The reveal came during the opening night of her Guts tour. She assured the young audience that she didn't buy them to consume them, she bought them because she could. She also said that getting older isn't scary. Geez, no it's not, if you're 21. Brandi Glanville, a former cast member of The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, has accused executive producer Andy Cohen of sexual harassment. Cohen had sent her a video message stating his intention to sleep with another Bravo star that night while thinking of Glanville and invited her to watch via FaceTime. Huh, is that considered a digital era threesome? Fans believe Anya Taylor-Joy, star of Dune Part 2, is promoting starvation after showing off her tiny waist in a corset.
Yeah.
While some online defended her thin frame, most accused her of sensationalizing eating disorders. Taylor-Joy, best known for her roles in The Queen's Gambit and The Witch, is now known as Hey Skinny. Jennifer Lopez is celebrating her twins' 16th birthdays. She shared a video on Instagram of her children marking their birthday on a trip gifted to them to Japan. The video montage began with Lopez saying behind the camera, "I've never seen Max so excited," to which Emmy added, "I've never seen myself so excited." Huh, must be nice.
The Trash Bin.
Online searches for porn star Melissa Stratton have skyrocketed ever since she got dumped on Valentine's Day. Yep, her ex, YouTuber Sean Evans, is best known for Hot Ones, a show where he interviews guests while they eat progressively hotter hot wings. I guess Stratton was just too hot for Evans. In the sack.
The news wrap-up.
Shares of electric vehicle makers Rivian and Lucid fell after the companies reported stagnant production in Q4. NVIDIA shares popped 16% after strong AI-fueled earnings. AT&T cellular service was down for the better part of a day because of a faulty software upgrade. Uber Eats will begin self-driving robot deliveries in Tokyo. Good luck!
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
Dune Part 2 is the top film in the USA.
The number one album.
With Youth from K-pop act Twice enters the charts at number one.
The number one app.
Shadow Rocket is the top paid app.
The number one book.
It's still Killers of the Flower Moon by David Graham.
Joe Keery is best known for portraying Steve Carrington on the mega hit Stranger Things. Keery also just completed season 5 of Fargo, which received widespread critical acclaim, and the show may get renewed. That all hinges on creator and showrunner Noah Hawley, who's currently working on a prequel of the 1979 film Alien. Keery isn't just content to rest on his acting laurels. Nope. He's also a successful musician, recording under the name of Joe, and he's back with a new song, which we love. Here's Joe with the song of the week, End of Beginning.
The song has started now, and you're just finding out. Now isn't that a laugh? A major sacrifice, but clueless.
That was Joe with the song of the week, End of Beginning. Follow us across all social media. That's LA Spins, you know, with a Z. And that's what's happening in LA and Hollywood. For LA Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.